And it's our first week back after Christmas vacation. It's a new year. It's 2026. So let's welcome into the studio our sports psychologist who also teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Good morning, Kid.
Happy New Year.
Good morning, Jed.
Good morning, Doctor.
We have gotten to 2026.
How about that?
Oh, it's a new year.
Yes.
And I want to talk about New Year's resolutions.
About what?
New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolution.
Okay.
That's right. I want people to make better resolutions to get better results. And so I'm here to help you because I find that you need to set yourself up for success in the way that you frame your resolutions. So okay. This is actionable advice. Actionable advice.
Great.
From Carlton Maxwell. Okay. For example, let's say that you want to, you want this year to be the year that you meet that special someone in a bathhouse, and you want to make a quick and hard connection with them that would change the way you think about yourself and how you fit into your family's idea of what they want for you, aren't sure if there's still a stigma about certain relationships and you have some medical concerns, but you both want long-term happiness. Or maybe you just want to eat better. Whatever it is.
Sounds like you were unloading
whatever
there.
It is, I recommend writing it down. Because psychology has discovered that the act of physically writing something down makes it more likely that you will remember it and connect with it. I heard that on your latest podcast that dropped early this morning.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yes. Thanks for listening to that.
And, by the way, that was an impressive. For example, see, I think that you need to
slow down. Slow down.
An appreciable amount of inspiration from you musers because last year you had the New Year's resolution to start a podcast.
Right, a podcast.
And you did do that.
Yes.
And it's so impressive. I also took your cue and I started a podcast.
Oh,
you did.
That's great.
What's it called?
You go ahead and promote it.
It's called The Therapist Deep Inside You by Carlton Maxwell.
Okay.
And
we all have it in us.
The idea is that I want to insert myself deep inside.
Okay.
You
your
and have my and voice, yes, my voice in your head encouraging you. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep going. Don't get discouraged. And it's very important. I want you to internalize my voice.
All right, we'll give it a listen. Huh.
The hardest thing for people to do, George, is to change.
That's right.
Is to change.
Change is hard.
We seek comfort in routine. We design our lives to be predictable. And yet that predictability is the very thing which lets us fall into bad habits and malaise.
Yeah.
Don't fall into malaise, people!
Don't do it.
It's hard to get off of you!
Right.
Don't do it! That's why I've written a new book with Matt Eberflus called Change Your Life by Getting Fired.
Oh,
yeah, it's how to change your life right now by getting fired.
Really fast.
And he details an extensive two-step process for massive change.
Okay.
Step one, lose a bunch of games. Step two, find an exciting new job.
Oh, well, okay.
It is selling like, I call them pancakes. Some people say hotcakes.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But I think it's selling more like pancakes.
Already, less than 24
always,
hours.
Yeah. Your books always sell like pancakes.
Yes, they do. And I have another self-help book that I brought you each a copy of.
Okay.
And by the way, self-help is not a bad word, people. I am so tired of people using self-help as a pejorative term.
Okay.
There has been a stigma surrounding the term self-help, but remember, the Lord helps those who help themselves. That was said in the Bible by Benjamin Franklin.
Was it really?
It was.
Didn't know that.
It was. It's in the book of Acts when he was hosting a ribbon-cutting ceremony at a virtual reality crypto experience. Anyway.
That was in the Bible.
But yes, so self-help, not a bad word. So I got a new self-help book.
Okay.
This is called Determined to Grow 6 Inches and Gain 50 Pounds by Cavante Turpin. It's going to be his personal journey to get a little bit bigger this year.
It would help him a little bit, I think.
And this is an interesting one. This is called Well, I Did My Job, a new Thea Culpa by Dak Prescott. He started a whole new genre, Vea Culpa novels by Dak Prescott. This is another good one. This one's for you. I think, George, I'm going to give you this one.
Okay.
This is called I Made a Bigger Mess on the Field This Year Than I Made in Gate Agent in 1995 by Jerry Jones.
Wow. He agreed to title it that?
Very crude drawings by Jerry in there. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And this is... let's see. Still had a great year. The complete financial books of Jerry Jones. He released another one.
Yeah, I guess in that respect,
he had a good one. And I think that this one will be inspirational to every single person who can hear my voice right now.
Okay.
Can you feel me? I'm deep inside you, just like I want it to be.
Don't say
please,
that.
Please, no.
My voice is deep inside you.
Stop.
This is called Hey Man, Saul Good. How to Use Super Casual Language to Make Black Athletes Cringe by Brian Schottenberger.
That is not an actual title.
People love this book. People absolutely love Shotty and all the books he writes. So I just wanted to give those to you. And I wish
Happy New Year.
Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Where the sip of coffee was. There it is at the end.
So dramatic.
Maxwell.
There he goes. The good doctor, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.